tonight before we call upon our Chatan of the night, of the Siyum, our dear friend Yitzchak Shiloh, Birshut HaRav, say just a few opening words, and then he'll say the Gemara in the Hadran, he'll say some words, and then we'll hear from Rabbi Saban. Oh Hashem, time flies. But as long as it flies with Torah, then it's not just flying, but it's flying upwards. Each day that we go through the words of the Torah Kedusha and we kiss each and every word, in the Gemara, it kisses us back. And there is a kesher nafshi with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put himself into the Torah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the famous words of the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Anochi is Rashi Tevot, Ana Nafshai Katavit Yahavit. Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol put his nefesh into the Torah. When we learn the Torah, we are learning Hashem. We're learning the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or becoming one from Him, like we learn in the Tanya on Motzei Shabbat. There's no greater chibul, there's no greater attachment to Hashem, connection to Hashem, than the learning of Torah. There's nothing that compares to it at all. And especially when a Jew is able to go through page by page, to see the universe of the Torah, to see the variety, the diversity. Ooh, the Torah talks about this, it talks about that, even this, this too. Kol raz lo anisle, there is no secret in the world that is not put in the Torah. And that is the beauty of going through Shas. Even if it's not with all the depth. Obviously, the deeper a person is tzolel, swims into the Torah, the greater it is. But yet, even just the negiyah, even just the touching of every word, the eye touches every word. We know when the neshama goes to the next world, it's reminded of the Torah that he learnt. And then in the next world, we see each one according to his level, of course, the depth that is behind that which we learned. But if we did not learn something, then we're not going to see that. Hashem is going to show us the inside of the Torah that we learned. That's why there is a lot to be said for going through Shas, even if it's not with depth, but still to become acquainted with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a hekerut, to get to know each other a little bit. That's what is accomplished. At the end of Masechet Megillah, the Gemara brings to us, on the words of the Mishnah, of course, that Moshe Rabbeinu, Vaydaber Moshe et Mo'adei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael, as we're going to hear soon, the Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Bnei Yisrael, the Mo'adei Hashem, about the Mo'adim, and he was metaken, he enacted that Yu Shoalim v'Dorshim Milchot Pesach b'Pesach, Atzeret b'Atzeret, Chag b'Chag. Each and every time has its flavor of Torah. On Pesach, to learn the halachot of Pesach, it doesn't mean you cannot learn on Pesach something else. But to learn the inyanim of Pesach during Pesach has a lot of kedusha to that. There's a lot of depth to that. There's a connection through Torah to time. So the time of Pesach, how do I connect to the time of Pesach? By learning the halachot of Pesach. That's why, Rabotai, it's not a joke, but the fact that we were osek in Ilchot Purim the past month by learning Masechet Megillah, we lived Purim. It's not just we learned about Purim. It was a month of Purim for us. It's not a joke. It's really like that. And I heard from someone, one of those who learned the Masechet, He said he can't wait for Purim because he's not going to see the Megillah the same way anymore. He's going to see it in a different way. You remember those seven beautiful pages in the Gemara, just almost line by line in the Megillah. You don't see the Megillah the same way anymore. So it's called living Purim. Vaydaber Moshe et Moadei Hashem. Et Moadei Hashem. El Bnei Yisrael. Doesn't say Vaydaber Moshe about Moadei. Et Moadei Hashem. He gave over those times through the learning of the Halacha. With that, I'll just conclude with a chidush from the Kiddushat Levi, Rab Levi Yitzchak Mivarditchov, the last chidush on last week's parasha, which goes into this week. V'shamarta et ha'chuka hazot le'mo'ada miyamim yamima, which is talking about the mitzvah of tefillin, to keep the mitzvah le'mo'ada in its time, miyamim yamima, for all days. So says the Kedushat Levi Zechutot Hagen Alenu. Dehine baregalim Pesach Shavuot Sukkot nechkak he'ara lechol ha'shana be'olam shana ve'nefesh. He says with the three regalim, Pesach, Shavuot and Sukkot, there is a special light, a holy light that is engraved upon the entire year in the three realms of space, time, and body. Olam, shana, and nefesh. And he explains, the Pesach hu bizman, the light that Chag HaPesach gives to the world throughout the year, is the Kedushat HaZman. Ki en ben chametz lematzah ila mashehu. Because Pesach is all about time. The difference between chametz and matzah is a short amount of time. Dehainu shi'ur mil, 18 minutes. So therefore, the he'ara hakdosha of Pesach on the year is in the realm of time. V'shavuot u'benefesh kabbalat ha'Torah. The kedusha that Shavuot gives us is in the realm of our nefesh through the acceptance of the Torah that we accept on the day of Shavuot. V'sukot hu be'olam, and Sukkot gives a light of Kedusha in the realm of Olam, place, location. We change our location on Sukkot. We go out from Dirat Keva to Dirat Arai. So Sukkot engraves a Kedusha in the realm of Olam. Shehem mashpiim lechol hashana. This gives Kedusha to the entire year. Hashem made it by design that the three regalim gives Kedusha to the entire year. V'zehu miyamim yamima. He says that's what the pasuk means. Shemashpi'im leyamima. V'shamartai tachuka hazot is not going only on tefillin, like I said before. It's going back on the mitzvah of Pesach also. And the regalim. It gives a hashpa'ah. It's mashpia. It influences a kedusha to all the yamim yamima, all the days of the year. Dehainu lechol hashana, shegam b'chol yecholim leamshich he'arat echagim. Like I told you before, that we lived Purim, even though it wasn't Purim. Shegam b'chol, even in the weekly days, the non-holy so-called days, we receive kedusha in those days from the light that has been given of those three regalim. Kesheme'amin b'nisim mamshich he'arat Pesach. When a person believes in the nisim of Hashem, when he sings to Hashem, like we're going to do this Shabbat for the nisim of Hashem, Az Yashir Moshe, we are being mamshich kedushat Pesach down to us. Ubekabalat haTorah mamshich Shavuot. When a person is mekabel Torah, every day we're mekabel Torah. Ve'yatziv, ve'nachon, ve'kayam. V'yashar, what are we doing when we say those 16 vavs over there every morning after Shema? We're doing a personal Kabbalat HaTorah. We are accepting the Torah on us. With Kabbalat HaTorah, we are drawing down the Kiddushah of Shavuot into the Nefesh. U'bimichilot avonot mamshichim he'arat Sukkot. Doesn't really explain. We have to delve into the depth of what the Kiddushat Levi means. But the pshat of what he's saying, mechilot avonot, and with the forgiveness of sins, which means to do teshuvah and to achieve selicha, we are able to be mamshich, to draw down, to draw forth the he'ara, the light of Chag HaSukkot. So we see here a big yesod, Rabotai. Vaydaber Moshe et mo'ade Hashem el b'nei Yisrael. When we learn the halachot of a chag, when we connect to the yesod of a chag, to the teaching of a chag, we bring down its kedushah to the world and we become holier. Time becomes holier, space becomes holier, and our nefesh also becomes holier. So we're not the same. When we make a siyum, we finished Megillah, we're not the same as when we started Masechet Megillah. We are Megillah Jews now. Now we're Megillah, we have it. We have it with us. Of course, we have to acquire it more and more. We have to review. We Hadran Alach, as we're going to hear. We promise to come back to it and to return and to review. But we are Megillah people now. We learned Masechet Megillah, and that's a very big simcha. And without any further ado, we call upon our dear Rabbi Yitzchak, who prepared the Gemara and a nice word of Torah for all of us. B'chavod, b'chavod.
Ich habe schon mal gedacht, dass wir